What's up, everyone, and welcome to Get Good. I'm Lindsay, or if you're finding me from Twitch, I'm Dr. Hops. Today, we'll be talking about the theme of the 2020s, the famous ghost. We've all met them. We all remember them. So if you're ready, let's hop to it. Now, a couple of things about last episode. If you remember last episode, we talked all about the carpal tunnel and how important its management is for a gamer. I actually got a lot of interesting feedback about it, but one of the more interesting comments I've gotten is the reflection on whether someone is actually feeling carpal tunnel syndrome or not. And if they're not, what is actually going on in their wrist and what hurts? That's a whole different can of worms, because it could still be carpal tunnel syndrome or something like a tendonitis or a compression injury. The answer is it's complicated. It's a lot of stuff. It could be a lot of things. So for all the peeps that were wondering about what to do, if they're still feeling stuff, but they're not sure if it's carpal tunnel syndrome or not, my best recommendation would be to see a medical doctor or, better yet, a physical therapist. They'll get you on the right track. Now let's move on to today's topic. Whether it's a romantic relationship, situationship, or friendship, all of us have likely found ourselves in an instance where the other person just straight up ghosts. They disappear. No more messages, no more calls, no more interaction, and all without any warning. It can happen after an argument, which kind of feels like it would make more sense that someone would just dip, or it can happen for literally no reason at all. It can be something that builds up over time and finally comes to a head, or it can be as simple as being left on read for the last time. The person, the feelings, the everything just goes away. So there you are, wondering where this person is, what happened, and the all-important question, now what? Sometimes the ghosts return, likely with some excuse that sounds really believable, and you'll want to give them the benefit of the doubt, but you'll find that things aren't really the same as they were before. And sometimes the ghosts never come back. I've found that most people I've talked to have experienced both. The question for today is, do online ghosts cause the same amount of hurt as someone that ghosts you IRL? This falls into the categories of emotional and mental wellness. Now, before getting into talking about the impact of being the ghostee, let's talk about the other side of things, because I know we've all been there too. I definitely have. Sometimes for our own health and well-being, not having a certain individual or situation in our life is the only choice. Sometimes you just can't get through to someone that their behavior needs to change in order to keep you around. You set boundaries, but they're just not respecting them. Sometimes you just aren't getting what you need from the relationship, and the other person can't see that. They're just not understanding where you're coming from, and it's impacting your communication in such a way that it's just like messing with your head, you know? It's making you question your own feelings or sense of self. Or maybe it's more insidious than that, and you're dealing with like a gaslight type of situation that's wreaking havoc on your mental health as you try to take care of someone else along with yourself. There are countless reasons, and I'm sure you have your own like I do. You're probably remembering them now, like I am. When your literal health and sense of self is at risk, I'm a firm believer that you need to do whatever you need to in order to protect your peace. Removing someone from your life to the point of ghosting them is sometimes necessary to protect yourself. Because if you're in a situation where you need to be a ghost, that other person doesn't feel it's necessary to protect you. But someone has to. So Does that make it any less hurtful? Absolutely not. On the other hand, being the person ghosted is extremely hurtful. It's very confusing and so personal, you know? Like, you find yourself asking, where did this come from? Was it something I said or did? Sometimes we don't even know ourselves well enough to know when we aren't communicating the best with someone or we are pushing too far. Sometimes the other person is just an idiot that doesn't know how to talk about what they're needing from you, themselves, or anything in general. So their solution is just to disappear rather than be strong enough to handle potential conflict or self-reflection. Because humans are inherently emotional beings, regardless of how life has hardened us in one way or another, we always have these introspective feelings when someone or something leaves us without any closure. We're quick to blame ourselves, and then, if you're me, your anxiety tells you that you shouldn't blame yourself in favor of going over all the potential reasons why the person could have left. Yep, that makes a lot of sense. I know. But the question I have is, what impact does this experience have if it's online with someone you've never met versus someone you knew IRL or someone you've met in person? Like, you can put a face to a name. How easy is it to just sign off from your feelings when the ghost is a username and not a face or a voice? How difficult is it? I did some research and found out a few things. So, most of the time, people refer to ghosting when it comes to dating. It's the easiest to understand this way, so bear with me. You hit it off with someone, chat all the time, maybe even go on a few dates, and then suddenly, they're gone. Can't get a hold of them, nothing. That's usually how people experience ghosting. In the online world, you can see how that'd be even easier to do. Most recently, when it happened to me, it was someone from my streaming community that was super active in the community and really someone I considered a friend. Then we got into an argument. I tried my best to explain how I felt and really hoped for an apology for the disrespectful behavior, but it was a situation where my mental health boundary caused a ghost. I still hadn't heard from them, and I doubt I ever will again. For others, this type of experience could be someone you've gamed with for a really long time, and then you kind of feel the distance until eventually they just move along. It doesn't always have to be sudden or after an argument. Sometimes people just grow out of certain environments or situations or even people. That's actually healthy to do. But a lot of times, just a quick explanation can bring so much closure to the person being potentially ghosted. Unfortunately, that doesn't happen often. But why? Lots of research has been done about why people ghost. First and most importantly, it's just easy to do. Especially online, it's easy to just set your mode to away or offline indefinitely or silently ignore someone that you never actually see or even know much about aside from the game they play. It's easy to get that interaction from someone or something else. So why waste time on the person you used to interact with if you're no longer interested? People just don't feel like putting in the time and investment into someone when the online world is so fast-paced and superficial. We already know that emotional connections definitely form within online communities, as we talked about in one of our previous episodes. But for some people, that's just not what they want. When they come across a person or community that harbors emotional connections, they seem like the odd person out, which makes them even more likely to just bounce. It's even more easy when you don't have a name or face to put with a username. It all can become so impersonal on one end, while it could mean the whole world to someone on the other end. The term for all this is being emotionally unavailable. We also know that humans inherently hate to admit they're wrong or produce conflict. That individual could just not want the conflict because they don't see it as worth it in the end, or have issues with conflict in general because of pre-existing stuff. So they just abandon the argument and the person they're arguing with. Or they just don't want to accept that they hurt someone by their actions. Or they don't want to hear that they're the reason someone is upset. Because who wants that anyway? There has even been some evidence to show that the act of ghosting when someone thinks like this involves a form of cognitive dissonance, which means that the person acts in a way that's different than their own core values or beliefs, but they still justify their actions. Otherwise, they might experience guilt over their actions, which is uncomfortable, obviously. On the other hand, this person could also have low emotional intelligence, meaning they just have no idea how this is impacting the person they're ghosting. Lots of different possibilities here. Furthermore, as mentioned earlier, there are other reasons why people ghost. That is more for protection. So we talked about this earlier, such as if the person feels unsafe or uncomfortable with something and feels the need to distance in order to keep themselves safe, whether that's physically or emotionally. Having poor communication skills due to trauma can definitely result in someone becoming a ghost, which is something that individuals would need to work on their own. We've got to consider that person's self-esteem too. Not every person that ghosts is a pretentious jerk that just wants to hurt people or has the emotional range of a teaspoon. Ghosts can oftentimes, even if they won't admit it to themselves, have low self-esteem and participate in self-sabotage of a good relationship for a ton of reasons. Maybe they don't feel good enough. They don't deserve something good. That type of a thing. Definitely valid stuff here, but still definitely hurtful for the person being ghosted. And right now you're probably thinking, ugh, how could you make me actually feel sorry for the person that ghosted me? They're terrible. I hate them. Fill in the blank. All I'm trying to do is help you guys see things from the point of view that you hadn't thought about. Mission kind of accomplished? And finally, the least talked about reasons why people ghost, which is that the person just got too busy and caught up in life that they moved on from a situation without informing the other party by accident. Like they just don't use an app as much, or they don't have as much time for gaming, or don't have as much time for gaming sites like Twitch. In my specific community, and I feel like in other communities too, I feel like there are some safeguards for this, like the use of Discord and other platforms that people can hang out in and check in on at their own convenience, so they still remain a part of the community, but aren't as invested as they may have been before, whether that's by accident or by choice. It's still definitely hurtful for the people in communities when they're ghosted by accident, but it's still helpful to know that this is an option for why it could have happened. An even lesser talked about reason is that emotional unavailability, which we talked about before, but due to a medical condition. Individuals with mood disorders or other conditions interact with others differently. And I know some of you guys are probably sitting over there nodding, like, yep, this could be you, this could be someone you know. It's really actually very prevalent. We can't not consider this, even though it's easy to overlook, because being ghosted is really an emotional situation anyway. Now, with all these reasons why people ghost, it's obvious that the most popular reasons are that the person is just dumb or doesn't care or they're acting dumb. It's the easiest thing to say when you've been ghosted, and it's easy to hate the other person for putting you in this position. But unfortunately, even I had to take a step back while I was doing my research and realize that even the ghost that abandoned me on my birthday may have just not wanted to hear that I was hurt, or may have been triggered by previous experiences. Or I just wasn't ever meant to be a longtime friend, and they were looking for a way out. Either way, just like most things, it's important to really get a handle on all the different reasons why something could have happened, so the burden becomes less on our shoulders. It's hard to do, especially in emotional situations like this, but can be really helpful. It takes a really strong person to go through self-reflection. Now, another term that people don't actually know is the solution to most ghosting has a name. It's called Caspering, named after Casper, the friendly ghost. This is the method of ending a relationship with someone in a polite but direct way. It sounds something like, hey, I had a good time, but I don't think this is right for me. I wish you the best. Honestly, most people who have been ghosted would agree that they would have loved something like this rather than being ghosted. For me, it would have been something like, I understand where you're coming from and I'm sorry that I hurt you, but I don't want to put effort into this friendship anymore. Yeah, it would have been hurtful to hear, and probably would have given me a little bit of closure on what I had thought all along, but it would have been worth it. Something direct and addressing the point rather than just going MIA. It helps with closure and gives better clarity, especially if someone identifies a problem trait. Like, I'm pretty sure if you were chilling with someone and you thought things were great, but then they come back at you after a day or two and are just like, you know, I'm really not down with the fact that you tried to convince me that my food choices make me a bad person, so I don't really want to continue with this. That's just an example, but really, I'm pretty sure most of us would want to know if we're being toxic so we could fix it. I don't know. I would like to know, personally. So we've talked about why people ghost, but now let's talk about what the research says about the mindsets of these people that do it on a consistent basis, and not the people that do it for the sake of safety or in threatening situations. Keep in mind that this research isn't pertaining to the people that are choosing to remove communication with someone for safety needs or they're feeling overwhelmed in a situation. Those are completely different mindsets. So, in a 2018 study, researchers found that people with stronger beliefs about destiny, meaning a relationship was either meant to work or it wasn't, were 60% more likely to see ghosting as an acceptable means to end a relationship. People categorized as having a growth mindset, meaning they felt that relationships take work to grow. These people were 40% less likely to see ghosting as acceptable. Other research published actually in 2021 shows that people high on something called dark triad traits are more likely to ghost. There's some big words here, so buckle up. Those traits are narcissism, Machiavellianism, and psychopathy. You might have heard some of these terms before. Narcissism is something that actually gets tossed around a lot. It basically means an inflated sense of self to the point that these types of people don't care about using others for their own benefits. I'm not just talking about being confident here. We're talking about someone being so caught up in themselves that they just don't care about others at all, even though it might seem like they do, or they put on an act that they do. This is where most people place the people that ghost them. It's the easiest thing to do. Well, they never cared about me anyway. They only care about themselves. It's so easy. Machiavellianism means that people tend to manipulate and play games for their own benefit. And psychopathy means a lot of things, but in this instance, it means a complete lack of impulse control and just straight up being mean. These character traits are present in the people that consistently ghost others as a means to end a relationship and move on. Try bringing that to your next trivia night or your next family reunion. Sip. So we talked about why people ghost, what personality traits these people likely possess, So now let's talk about the biggie here. What's the impact that being ghosted has on the ghostee? For starters, being ghosted highlights rejection and it eliminates any form of closure that the person can get. There aren't any answers as to why. There's no way for the person to initiate any healthy healing process. It's just not good. The process of healing oftentimes is forced to begin with spite and hate because humans as a species most often turn towards negativity when presented with rejection. Of course, you got those everything happens for a reason people, but the hurt is still there no matter who you are. Furthermore, being ghosted completely messes with that person's ability to trust others. Why trust someone else if they're just going to up and leave without a trace? It presents a whole new level of instability within a person and requires a lot of strength to heal from it. Finally, there are some people that turn towards isolation when they're ghosted, which results in poor development of coping mechanisms when experiencing stressful situations. Moral of the story, there are a lot of unpleasant things that come with being ghosted, but we kind of already knew that. So now, the question of the episode. We talked about why people ghost, who ghosters usually are, what's going on inside their heads, and the impact it has on the person being ghosted. But does being ghosted IRL have the same impact of being ghosted online? The answer is, actually, no. Humans are very physical creatures, and meeting someone in person solidifies an emotional connection between you and that person. Just as easy as it is to ghost someone online by signing off or blocking them, that's how easy it is to start healing when someone does it to you. However, when you're actually putting a face to a name and have physical experiences with someone, it changes things. It commits things to memory. Like, when I work with my patients and they're not getting some kind of movement or exercise, I put them in front of a mirror. Visualizing yourself doing a movement and feeling your body perform the movement is literally one of the best ways to train the brain and the body at the same time to know what it's supposed to do. So it's no surprise that being able to physically see someone does different things to our emotions as compared to just seeing their screen name. And that's why being ghosted online, although both suck, is better than being ghosted by someone you knew in person. Now, I wasn't going to include it in here, but I really actually want to, because I feel like at this point, I'd want to know if you've been ghosted, now what? What comes next? Like I said before, it's really easy to simply peg that person as mean and cold and they did this to you on purpose, they used you. I used to do that, honestly, but recently for my own mental health, I've taken a different approach. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results, right? I've had a lot of people ghost me over the years, and this episode is really important to me because of that. Sometimes they were the toxic ones. Other times it was me. I'll admit it. Changing my approach helped solidify my own new coping mechanisms because it obviously still happens. People aren't getting any nicer. When this happens, and this is totally my opinion as a real human or humanoid type being, however you see me, I try and reach out to my support system. I reach out to those around me. I try to find my reliable mirrors, meaning those people that are trustworthy, have shown they'll stick around and can help me reflect. Like I said, you know, maybe I am a toxic one. Maybe I'm not thinking correctly about this. Maybe the other person is the toxic one. Maybe they are just acting impulsively, like fill in the blank, you know? My support system helps keep me strong in situations like this and other difficult situations. They help me reflect. They help me learn. I actually found my support system through Twitch. But if you don't feel like you have a good enough support system to help you through this type of situation, the next best option, and always a good thing to do, honestly, is some self-care. Do the things you want to do. Think what you want to think. It's okay to be sad, mad, or disappointed. Let yourself feel your way through it and grieve the loss. It isn't always hustle and grind and stone face all the time. We're all human. It's time we treated each other and ourselves that way. So, what do you think? Do you have experiences like this? Were you the ghoster or the ghostie? How did it make you feel? I want to know what you think. Find me and chat on Twitch or send me a DM on Twitch or Twitter, and we'll chat about it in the next episode. Check out all my links in the description below and tune in next time for more tips and tricks to get good. Thanks for hopping by, and I'll see you next time.